Welcome to the Elite Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group, bringing you interviews with the best real estate and mortgage professionals, empowering you to understand the current trends in the housing market so that you make the American dream your reality. Enjoy today's episode.
Welcome to the Elite Real Estate Leaders Podcast. Today we have with us Heather Ingram, who's a realtor with RE/MAX Professionals, the Real Estate Experts team. Heather, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, welcome. So I want to talk about how you guys are serving your clients and community, but get us started first with your story and background. How did you get into the industry?
I'm actually very blessed. I kind of just randomly got into the industry. I was a single mom with four kids, and a friend of mine was joining a team, and her friend was starting, Erica Chenard was starting a office, and I just randomly said, okay, and jumped. And the rest is kind of history. I just got lucky to be a part of that particular team. I'm back on her team now, but I started with that team. And honestly, it was probably one of the better starts in our industry because I learned all the back end before I got my license. So I feel like I was ahead of the game before I even started.
Yeah, that's a good point, because when you know the process, a lot of times that becomes a huge sticking point of frustration with buyers and sellers and working with clients if you don't know the process and how to prep them. So when you know it backwards and forwards from the inside before being able to work with clients, now you're able to easily go, okay, now here's what to expect. And I think that tends to help alleviate a lot of tensions, right?
It does. It does. And I feel like I was more confident than most first agents at the time because I did have the back end just solid. And so I think that just having that knowledge and having, you know, those people around me that were in the industry in a long time, it just pushed me way over. I really just jumped and did not stop.
Yeah, that's a really, really good point. So talk a little bit about the team. Why work on a team rather than working alone? But you mentioned your friend, but talk a little bit about the team and benefits of being on a team versus working as a real estate professional just on your own and in your own kind of world and island.
Yeah, so I've actually been able to experience both. I've been by myself, and then I've also been on several teams. And I do feel like, for me, a team is a better fit. I think you have, you know, for me, especially the team that I'm on now, it's like having 15 people behind you that everybody's experienced something. And so, you know, in our industry, things come up, you know, that you've Yep. not experienced. It's crazy. There's, you know, random things that you're just like, what? And so to be able to have a team behind you and say, hey, has this happened to anyone? 99% of the time, somebody has gone through it and they have the knowledge and experience that they can share with me. And if you're by yourself, you really are just relying on your own accord and your own, you know, you can talk to people in your office, but it's not the same. Being on a team is more like a family atmosphere, and we are here to help each other, and we are here to push each other. And it really is great. I mean, it's the best of both worlds, to be honest.
It's almost like live chat GPT, right?
Like
online you can go, hey, tell me how to do blah, 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 and get that. But in real life, like what if you had an inspection issue? You go to your team at your next team meeting or in your group chat or whatever you do and go, hey guys, what do I do? And they're like, oh, I had that happen last month. Here's the deal. And you're getting that backup, and you might not have 30 years of experience, but your team might have 130 years of combined experience.
And that's exactly right. And to have, you know, the amount of knowledge and experience from our team leaders is really unheard of. And the way that the team is run is not normal either. And so, and I know this from being on other teams, so I do feel blessed to be on this particular team and to be a part of this particular family, because you just don't see this kind of teamwork, family oriented, and we really are rooting for each other. And that's pretty rare in our industry.
Yeah, I mean, I think that people in sales, it's like cutthroat and I want to look better than you. And it kind of reminds me of one of my favorite shows on TV, American Ninja Warrior. And every time someone is running, like everyone else is cheering for them. And when they succeed, everyone, you know, cheers with them. And it's like, we all are in this together and I might have a bad day one day, you might have a bad day, but we're all helping each other. And that's exactly what you're describing. And I think that talk a little bit about the how the team kind of expands beyond just what you would normally think, like your internal team with the operations and production, your team leader. But what about your external team? Like, you know, if your buyer or seller needs things like an electrician or a stager or inspectors, bringing those things together so that you're bringing a holistic approach to your clients, you know, is a real powerful opportunity too.
Oh, absolutely. And it's pretty amazing to have, you know, this many people who have this much experience, because it does go along with the buyers and sellers. And I do tell, especially when I go on listing appointments, I do tell people, look, you're not just hiring me, you're hiring me and you get 15 people behind me. So it's like this extended amount of knowledge and extended amount of reach. Our team reaches far. We have, again, experienced it all. Between all of us, somebody has experienced it and knows somebody. And so just like you were saying, you know, an inspector or a specific, you know, problem with the house or something to that nature, we know somebody. Somebody on my team does. And so it's nice to have that ability to just say, hey, you know, I've got this random thing, and somebody can respond and recommend somebody.
Can you think of an example or a time where it was like not just a nice little referral, like, oh, here's someone to call, but like it was critical and it was going to cause the closing to be delayed, but you fired up your team, you got the solution, you got this fixed because of the connections that you guys had?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was working with a buyer and, you know, we had a specific inspection item that's not normal. And so it was out of the realm of my normal inspector. And so because of that, we really wanted to make sure that this particular item was safe and good for my buyer. And so I was able to go to my team and say, hey, has anybody, you know, dealt with this issue? And three people said yes. And here's three people that we've recommended and used in the past that have done a great job. And so I was able to give those referrals to my clients and it all worked out, and they are currently in their home and super happy. So it was nice to be able to give them those numbers and give not just one, but I was able to give them three different referrals that they could choose from.
That's huge. When you become the solution to a problem at the last minute or the ninth hour, and it becomes reliable and they came through and you came up without a hitch, it just makes you look like the rock star. And I think that's a big, big piece. And you're probably always on the lookout for businesses and people in the area to have as, you know, additional members of the team, or, you know, oh, your inspector, you know, is out of town for 2 months. What do? I've got people. So talk a little bit about how you make sure that you stay networked in the local business community.
So we are extremely active in the local business. We 100% love using all of the people that I use are local. They are not, you know, huge companies. They are locally owned, typically family owned, and their name means something to them. And I feel like that's huge, because, you know, not only am I referring them to my clients who now have become my family, they are now putting their name on the line, and they know it's a big deal to me, but I also know it's a big deal to them, and they want that, you know, that good review, and they want to assist this person and learn them. And hopefully that person, my client and now their client, uses them in the future. So it's kind of a win-win for everybody. But I also feel like if it's a family owned or local business, their name means something. And I think that it just works out a little bit better than using just a brand that, you know, doesn't mean a lot. You know, you just work there 9 to 5 and you're a good person. But when it's your business and it's your name, that's a big deal.
Do you do anything to further highlight those businesses more than just refer them when the time comes up? Or do you have a outreach program that way?
I do. So on my Instagram page, I actually have, I actually do it with not just in my industry, but I support local businesses. So I'll go to restaurants or just local businesses, and I will do videos and recommend them on my page so that people can find them. I also do an email out to my clients, past and hopefully future clients that I'm chatting with. And they get a Friday email that tells you all of the things that are going on in Denver. And I do highlight a local business so that they can support and maybe learn about it that they didn't know about. And so I'm really active in that way because I feel like it's really important to support local.
I was gonna say, I think I saw that on your social media, and it is really cool that you do that. And because you're a Colorado native as well, right?
I am, yes. Born and raised.
not very many of us left out anymore, but I love that. I love that about you. How does that, being a Colorado native, actually help your clients? How do you serve them better?
I think just being a native gives you a little bit of insight to, more of an insight to how, you know, Colorado has grown and changed. And I also think that it kind of gives you like a pulse on the state that other people maybe don't have, because I have been here from birth. And so I've, you know, I was raised in the mountains, and then my parents moved us to Denver in Littleton. And, you know, that's been my stomping grounds. So it's nice to know, especially businesses that have survived this many years, I can actually say I did go there as a kid and I'm still going there now. And I think that's pretty incredible.
And you probably even formed relationships with these business owners too, I'm assuming, because I know I have, even just being here for this long.
Yeah, you get to know them and they get to know you. And it's kind of, you know, it always reminds me of that show Cheers when everybody said, Norm, you know, and everybody was all excited about it. It's kind of that way, you know, people say, you know, hi to you and they know your name. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so you can really form some strong relationship that way too.
I was literally going to say the word relationship. Yeah, that's what it's all about. You know, it's not I bought a list of names and I blast emailed people that says, do you want to buy or sell? And someone said, yes. This is developing long-term deep relationships of trust.
It is, for sure. There's, you know, there's a couple of restaurants in Denver that I actually have, they have a wall of pictures, and there's a picture of me and my kids when they were little on the wall. Aww. And I still go there. And so I think that's pretty phenomenal to walk, although I'm like, what was I thinking? But I go walk past it and I'm like, wow, that's how long I've been coming here. And they know me, and it's just really, it's a great feeling to support someone like that and to watch them, you know, keep going in our state.
Yep. 100%. So talk a little bit about the types of clients that you work with. Do you have any specialties that you focus on?
I mean, I really, not even on, not intentionally, but I do tend to work with first time home buyers. I don't think it's intentional. It just happens that way. I think our business is, you kind of get what you get back what you put out there. And I enjoy first time home buyers so much. I think it's a rare and special gift to be able to work with a first time home buyer, because it's their first time and it's one of their biggest purchases they will ever make in their entire life. And to see their face when they see the one, I feel like I'm so blessed. And so to have that moment and to share it with them and to be that person that gets to see that and share it with them, it's pretty incredible. And it's something that's, you can't describe it, and you, unless you're there and you get to experience it. And I think that that's something that's a gift, and I'm so blessed to be able to be a part of that moment.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean about you don't really go after only first time home buyers, but you know, when you do a good job and they get the word out about you because it comes up in their conversation, you know, people, right, birds of a feather flock together. So, you know, that first time home buyer gets in the house and they have housewarming party, and now two or three of their friends that aren't homeowners yet go, ooh, you know, who do I need to talk to? So it just kind of tends to come that way, but you're not going to turn any business down. But I think that that's, it just becomes, it's just a testament to this level of service that you provide, which means that you become referable.
Right. Yeah. And again, you're right. You hit you hit it right on the nose that I just, it's not that I'm asking for only first time home buyers. It's just how my business has gone. And again, I love it so much. And I think that's, you know, what I'm putting out there. And so I'm getting that back.
100%. Well, if someone is interested in connecting with you and seeing how you operate in the team and getting some of those Friday emails on things to do and just learning about the markets, what's the best way that they can learn more about you and also reach out and connect with you?
I am obviously on Instagram as Heather Ingram Realtor. And I'm also, you know, email is awesome too. I do have a website through Remax. But I think for me, it's really, if you just Google me, I come up and you can reach out to me in phone number, email, through Instagram or Facebook. And, I will add you to my list. Or if you just start following me, you'll be able to see my posts. And I try to make those very consistent and introduce you to new businesses.
Excellent. Well, Heather, it's been a real pleasure talking with you today and learning about how you serve your clients. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, Heather.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Elite Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group. To learn more about the topics mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.eliterealestateleaders.com.